How You Can Change Your Life in 21 Days. I'm so excited to dive into this. And honestly, today's video is going to be quite different. I'm not going to have any fluff, not any cool transitions, interesting music, or quick jump cuts. It's just going to be me and you and potentially my cat behind me. But I just really wanted to share a little bit of my heart and really share what I like to do at the beginning of every year. See, the best way to start a new year is to be intentionally seeking God. Every January, I join my local church, IM One Church in Caddo Mills, Texas. And in this next 21 days, it actually starts this coming Monday and then goes for 21 days. We are committed to prayer and fasting. It is where we set our intentions and attentions on praying, seeking, meditating on God, Word, spending time with Him, and also fasting and limiting ourselves from what our flesh desires. And in this time, we're believing that God is going to move in a great and powerful way. It is one of the best ways to really give God the first of our year. But what does that mean? When we give God our first fruits, this comes from Scripture. It's this idea of giving our first harvest, giving our first to God. See, when we give that to Him, He will pour out a blessing that is exceeding our wildest dreams and imaginations. It's both praying and fasting that's the important piece to the puzzle. What will really max out your results and benefits from doing this practice? See, the way this works is first pre-commitment. It's committing to the inputs, and doing so will lead to great outcomes. See, I believe that a lot of people are setting New Year's resolutions, they're setting goals, and I believe that is a crap, honestly. And don't get me wrong, goals are great. I think that you can do really great things with goals, but also at the same time, I believe that when we set a commitment to our inputs, then we will see true outcomes and we won't be unsatisfied and upset when things like that go wrong. So you're probably wondering, what does it mean to fast? Fasting is simply giving up something that you desire. So for me, I'll be fasting a few things. I'll be fasting doom scrolling social media. I know some of you may relate to that as you're watching this video. I'm also going to be fasting consuming podcasts, Netflix, audiobooks, entertainment, sugar, unless it's in the form of honey or fruit. And I also will only be eating in an 8-hour window. So I will only be eating from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then the other times I will be fasting and only having water. So what will we be doing in this 21 days? We will be diving deeper into the Bible, into God's Word. We'll be praying and meditating, asking God what He has planned for me this year. But now I want to warn you that there is disruption that follows intention and obedience. So you can expect that the moment that you start doing something great, you can't expect to snap your fingers and have an easy life. See, when you're choosing to die daily, to crucify your flesh, to give up something in order to get closer to God, you are automatically putting a target on your back saying, bring on the pain. If you start fasting or you start going after something new and you're immediately hitting a wall and seeing resistance, stand firm. Dig in your heels, friend. Because I can remember when I've set out to do some extended water fast or any of those things in the past. And I can remember that those first few hours, those days are the most difficult. But then suddenly, there's like a switch that flips on. It's like someone flipped on the lights. A new sense of clarity, a focus happens. This wouldn't be achieved if you were to give up at the first sign of disruption. So don't you dare give up in the beginning. Stand strong in these next 21 days and you will see your life change radically for the better. So how can prayer and fasting for 21 days really change your life? I know you're probably wondering that, because what takes years and decades to accomplish in our own power will take an instant with God. See, I wrote a bridge for a song once and it said, here in your presence, dark turns to light. It only takes a moment for you to change my life. What if you lived life in a way that invited God's presence into every aspect of your life? How much more fulfilling and joyful would your life be? Not to mention, there is power in our sacrifice and obedience. When we choose to deny our flesh and face discomfort, embrace the suck. It resets our desires. We no longer chase fleeting instant gratification or quick dopamine hits, yet instead we are met with a sustaining source of energy. If you are weary, join me in this 21-day challenge of prayer and fasting. If you were stuck, join me in this 21-day challenge of prayer and fasting. If you are in need of a breakthrough, join me in this challenge the next 21 days. Remember, it only takes a moment in communion with God to transform everything. Change your life in 21 days and make the most of this new year by giving your first to God. And watch Him do more than you can think, hope, or imagine. Let it leave your hand. When I step into these times of fasting, is I'm reminded of this fact that our lives are so much bigger than ourselves, and our lives are only a blip. This life on earth is only a blip of what eternity will be. And I don't know about you, but I hope and I long for an eternity with a loving God, with a Savior that is going to be so much beautiful than what I can take on this earth. That all these things around me that I look around and I see, they're fleeting. They're nothing but a shadow in the mist. And what if I was to declare and decide today that I'm going to enjoy the present? Now, joy, don't mistake me, joy isn't about comfort. Joy isn't about happiness. See, joy is a choice. And I love that if we look in the Bible, we can see there was times that Paul was literally in the depths of a dark, isolated prison cell. And he wrote of the joy that surpasses understanding, the peace that surpasses understanding. And that's not going to happen if we are looking to external sources. I don't know about you, when I deny myself food or if something that I have gravitated towards, that when I find identity and self-worth in that, when we choose to stop ourselves, when we give a barrier of friction from what we want to what we need, that's when we're going to see this true shift in our life. You'll be so surprised when you get away from all the distractions that our world bombards us with and get alone and get quiet with just your thoughts and God. You'll be surprised what He is speaking to you. God is always speaking. I know there's a lot of people out there that may be wondering, how do I hear God's voice? Is it going to be a loud, booming voice? Is it going to wake me up in the middle of the night? It might. The fact is always speaking, but are we listening? And when we do this 21 days of prayer and fasting, one thing that I notice in it is that we get a new sensitivity to something. We get this renewed palate. See, when you've been away from something for so long, then things you used to be numb to are now no longer numb to them. You're now in a space that's like, wow, I never realized how great this was. So I really want to challenge you in these next few weeks is, what can you give up that hurts? What can you give up that is going to make you really have resistance towards? And in this, what are you going to learn on the other side of it? In this act of obedience, what are you going to learn on the other side? When you set your intentions and attentions on the things of God, what is going to happen from it? I'm really excited and I'm in great anticipation as I think of what's to come in these next 20 days and how this setting aside the first of the year is going to set up the whole year. I love to look back on previous years where I've given up something the first of the year and then seen how God just pour out supernatural breakthroughs and blessings throughout the whole entire year. The more I develop in my relationship with Jesus, the more I realize that there's so much more to tap into. It's not this dead, stale tradition, but it's truly alive and living for right now. So I really encourage you to go on this journey with me. And I hope you hop on the newsletter. I might be sharing some words of encouragement throughout these next few weeks coming up. And actually, it's really cool. I'm wearing this shirt. This is Saved by Grace. And you wouldn't believe it, but I actually have some merch out there. I don't talk about it much because honestly, it's something I made a few years back. But I still think they're super cool concepts and I might make some more in the future. One thing I would encourage you in is to check that out. You'll see the link in the description or in the comments below. If you're looking for some awesome merch, it's a small way to support what we're doing on this channel. And I'm super excited for what we have planned for this channel. So in the next few weeks, you might not see me engaging as much on social media, but that's not anything against you. I'm not going away forever. I'm simply taking a step back and giving God my first in this time so that we can really soar this year. So I'm encouraged and I'm inspired. And as always, I love you, friend. I'm praying for you. Now let's go live better than best we conquer this week and this year.